Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 38, the Brazilian Amazon rainforest crisis. The Brazilian Amazon deforestation crisis is one of the most pressing environmental issues of the modern era. As the largest rainforest on Earth, the Amazon plays a critical role in maintaining global biodiversity, regulating the climate, and serving as a vital carbon sink. However, rampant deforestation driven by economic interests, agricultural expansion, and weak environmental enforcement has led to the destruction of vast areas of this irreplaceable ecosystem. The consequences of this crisis extend far beyond Brazil, affecting the entire planet. The Amazon rainforest, often referred to as the lungs of the earth, spans over 5.5 million square kilometers, covering about 60% of Brazil's territory. It is home to an estimated 10% of the world's known species, including countless plants, insects, and animals that have yet to be studied. The rainforest also provides a livelihood for indigenous communities who have lived in harmony with the land for centuries. Despite its importance, deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon has reached alarming levels, with millions of hectares cleared annually to make way for agricultural and industrial activities. One of the primary drivers of deforestation in the Amazon is cattle ranching. Brazil is one of the world's largest beef exporters, and demand for pasture land has led to widespread illegal land grabbing and burning of forested areas. Large tracts of land are cleared to make room for cattle, often through slash-and-burn techniques that release significant amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. This practice not only contributes to climate change, but also depletes the soil, making it unsuitable for long-term agricultural use. Soybean cultivation is another major contributor to deforestation. Brazil is a leading global producer of soybeans, much of which is exported to feed livestock in countries such as China and the European Union. Vast areas of rainforest are cleared to create soybean plantations, often at the expense of indigenous lands and protected areas. While initiatives such as the soy moratorium have aimed to curb deforestation linked to soybean production, enforcement remains inconsistent and illegal expansion continues to threaten the forest. Infrastructure projects, including roads, dams, and mining operations, further exacerbate the deforestation crisis. The construction of roads, such as the BR-163 highway, has opened previously inaccessible areas to illegal loggers, land speculators, and farmers. Once a road is built, deforestation tends to spread outward as settlers move in and clear land for development. Similarly, large-scale hydroelectric projects disrupt river ecosystems and displace indigenous communities, leading to further environmental degradation. Illegal logging is another significant factor behind deforestation. Despite government regulations, vast quantities of timber are extracted from the Amazon each year, often without proper oversight. Corruption and weak law enforcement allow illegal loggers to operate with impunity, further endangering the rainforest's delicate balance. Once logging roads are established, they often serve as pathways for further deforestation, as land is subsequently converted for agriculture or cattle grazing. The consequences of deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon are far-reaching. The loss of forest cover disrupts the water cycle, reducing rainfall and leading to more frequent droughts. Scientists have warned that continued deforestation could push the Amazon past a tipping point where it transitions from a rainforest into a dry savanna. This shift would have devastating effects on global weather patterns, reducing the rainforest's ability to absorb carbon dioxide and accelerating climate change. Biodiversity loss is another critical consequence of deforestation. The Amazon is home to countless species found nowhere else on Earth, many of which are now at risk of extinction due to habitat destruction. Iconic species such as jaguars, macaws, and giant otters are increasingly threatened as their habitats shrink. Indigenous communities also suffer as their traditional lands are encroached upon, leading to displacement, loss of culture, and conflicts over resources. Efforts to combat deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon have had mixed results. During the early 2000s, Brazil implemented measures to reduce deforestation rates, including stricter environmental regulations, satellite monitoring, and increased law enforcement. However, in recent years, political shifts have weakened these protections. Policies that favor agribusiness interests and reduce environmental oversight have led to a resurgence in deforestation rates. International pressure and consumer demand have played a role in curbing some deforestation-linked industries. Companies and governments have implemented sustainable sourcing policies, refusing to buy products linked to illegal deforestation. Financial institutions have also begun restricting investments in environmentally harmful activities. Nevertheless, the scale of the crisis demands stronger enforcement and global cooperation to ensure long-term solutions. Indigenous-led conservation efforts have shown promising results in protecting the Amazon. Indigenous territories have some of the lowest deforestation rates, as these communities act as natural guardians of the forest. Strengthening indigenous land rights and providing resources for sustainable development can play a crucial role in preserving the rainforest. Additionally, promoting agroforestry, reforestation projects, and alternative economic opportunities can help reduce dependence on deforestation-driven industries. The fate of the Brazilian Amazon is closely tied to the future of global climate stability and biodiversity. As the world grapples with the impacts of climate change, preserving the Amazon is essential for maintaining ecological balance. The responsibility to protect this critical ecosystem lies not only with Brazil, but with the international community. Collaborative efforts, policy changes, and increased awareness are necessary to address the deforestation crisis before irreversible damage occurs. While deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon remains a significant challenge, there is still hope for reversing its course. By prioritizing conservation, enforcing environmental laws, and supporting sustainable development, the Amazon can continue to thrive as one of the most vital ecosystems on Earth. The urgency of the crisis demands immediate action, as the consequences of inaction will be felt for generations to come. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.